From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States has called on Russia to end its support for the Syrian government immediately and work with the international community to prevent further chemical attacks. Rebels claimed Syrian government forces dropped barrel bombs containing poisonous chemicals on civilians Saturday, killing dozens as Syria continued its offensive against the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta. The U.S. military is lending more muscle to the fights in Afghanistan against the Islamic State in the north and against Taliban insurgents to the south and west. The push comes as part of an intensified effort against both groups as Afghanistan seeks to root out IS and convince the Taliban to end their differences by coming to the negotiating table. The U.S. also says it has carried out 75 strikes against targeting drug production facilities. One male resident has died. Four firefighters were injured after a fire erupted at Trump Tower in New York City Saturday. The fire in an apartment on the 50th floor of the 58-story building was virtually entirely on fire when firefighters were called onto the structure about 5:30 Saturday afternoon. New York City Fire Commissioner Danielle Enigro.
German special
units responded in about 5 minutes to this building. We found fire on the 50th floor of this building, quite a large apartment. Units made their way up to the 50th floor. The apartment was virtually entirely on fire. They pushed in heroically. They were knocking down the fire.
He said about 200 firefighters battled the blaze. The male resident who died has not yet been identified. The four firefighters' injuries are not life-threatening. This is VOA News. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's defiance of a judge's deadline to turn himself in and start serving a 12-year prison sentence for corruption has created a tense standoff with the ex-leader holed up with supporters in a union headquarters.
I'm going to attend to the mandate so they won't say tomorrow that I'm a fugitive and that I'm hiding myself. I'm going to let them know that I am not afraid and that I'm going to prove my innocence.
A federal judge had given the ex-president till Friday afternoon to present himself to police, but the deadline came and went with police reluctant to move into the union building, giving the thousands of Da Silva's supporters outside, making clashes a possibility. The union is where the former president, universally known as Lula, got a start as a union organizer long ago. Two sources close to Da Silva told the Associated Press the former leader would not go, but instead was considering either waiting for police at the union or presenting himself in Sao Paulo on Saturday. U.S. President Trump expressed sympathy Saturday for the victims of a crash involving a bus carrying a Canadian junior hockey team. That accident actually claimed 15 lives. 14 other people had been injured, three of them critically. Myanmar is not ready for the repatriation of Rohingya refugees, according to the senior-most United Nations official to visit the country this year after Myanmar was accused of instigating ethnic cleansing and driving nearly 700,000 Muslims to Bangladesh. Ursula Mueller, UN's Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, made a six-day visit to Myanmar and was allowed to visit Rakhine State, indicating a tentative shift in Myanmar's thus far tough stance towards the UN.
I asked them to end the violence. I reiterated what the Secretary General of the United Nations called for, an end to violence, and that the return of the refugees from Cox's Bazar has to be in a voluntary, dignified way when solutions are durable. From what I've seen and heard from people, no access to health services, concerns about protection, continued displacements, conditions are not conducive to return.
The exodus of Rohingya Muslims followed the August 25th crackdown by the military in the northwestern Rakhine State. Myanmar and Bangladesh agreed in January to complete a voluntary repatriation of the refugees within 2 years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.